might have eternal life. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform testify on my behalf, that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice or seen his form, and you do not have his words remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures, because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf. But you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? The Gospel of the Lord. I am a dog person, even though I do not have a dog. The most fascinating dog to me, though, is the pointer, or as we call them in the South, a bird dog. The pointer, or bird dog, has been bred to flush out game for the hunter, or simply to point in the direction of the hidden prey. Suddenly, the dog will freeze, motionless. Its entire body will point, including its nose, its torso, the front leg, and even its tail, sticking straight out, all toward the prey, to help the hunter to see it before the prey sees the hunter. Actually, I find the dog more interesting than the bird. It's amazing. Every fiber of its being is created to point to something else. The French Jesuit priest, Father Teilhard de Chardin, suggested that the whole universe is like the pointer, the bird dog. It all points to Jesus. Every fiber of creation, including the bird dog, ultimately points to Christ. Father Ron Rollheiser, a popular priest and speaker, explained in detail what Chardin meant, saying, "All reality, be it spiritual or physical or moral or mathematical or mystical or hormonal, is made and shaped according to the one same pattern. And everything," now he gets into great detail, he says, "be it the universe hurtling through space, the blind attraction of atoms for each other, the relentless hunt for blood by a mosquito, the automatic impulse to put everything into its mouth by a baby, the erotic charge inside the body of an adolescent, the fierce protectiveness of a young mother, the obsession to create inside an artist, or the genuflection in prayer or altruism of a saint is ultimately part of the one and the same thing. The unfolding of creation as made in the image of Christ and as revealing the invisible God. In other words, the whole universe is like a huge bird dog, tense and motionless. And it's pointing to one prey, namely, Jesus. You could say that our prey is the one we should pray to. In the Gospel of John, chapter 5, Jesus explains how everything points to him. And he gives several examples. He says, "There is another who testifies, who points on my behalf, namely John the Baptist." Later, Jesus says, "But I have testimony greater than John's. The works the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform testify, they point on my behalf." Furthermore, he adds, "Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf." Finally, he mentions, "You search the scriptures. Even they testify, they point on my behalf." Jesus is saying to the Jews, "Look around you, and you will see that everything is like a bird dog, pointing at its prey with every fiber of its being. And that prey is me. I pray you find the prey. These pointers are showing you, but they missed it." My friends, I want you to ask yourself today a deep question. And I do not want you to settle for shallow answers. Ask yourself, why do I do the things I do? Why do I like to drink martinis or chai lattes? Why? Why did we go to Disney World for spring break? Why do I love my children? Why do I keep moving to be closer to my grandchildren? Why did I marry this man? Why did I marry this woman? Why do I cheer for the Razorbacks? Why do I vote Republican? Why do I vote Democrat? Why do I love to eat chocolate? Why do I play video games? Why did I get up to come to Mass this morning? Why do I do anything? May I suggest to you that every urge, every impulse, every excitement you feel really points beyond itself to Jesus. Just like in the Gospel, John the Baptist and the Father and the Scriptures, even Moses, so to all creation, every one of your choices points like a bird dog to Jesus. Pope St. John Paul II, in his very first encyclical, began with these stunning words. He wrote, "The Redeemer of man, Jesus Christ, is the center of the universe and of history." Every fiber of the universe points to Christ. Of course, most of us won't figure this out until after we die and meet Jesus face to face. And on that day, we'll say, "Oh, you are the one my whole life was pointing to, and I missed it." How cool would it be to figure that out before you die? Praise be Jesus Christ.